Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Monday, December 14th, 2015. Israeli police kill a Palestinian youth in Jerusalem and jet fighters bombard areas in the Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian youth was shot and killed on Monday evening by Israeli police near the central bus station in West Jerusalem. According to Israeli police, Abid Hassouna, 21, was shot dead by police officers after he rammed his car into a group of settlers. 10 settlers were injured, including 7 who sustained moderate to critical wounds, the Israeli police stated. Up until the time of this report, it's not clear whether the incident is a traffic accident or not. Abid is from the town of Beit Hanina in Jerusalem. In other news, Israeli settlers kidnapped on Monday afternoon 3 Palestinian youth from the village of Ya'bud near the northern West Bank city of Jenin. Palestinian sources said that a group of armed settlers from the illegal Israeli settlement of Mabodotan, built on Palestinian lands, kidnapped 3 youth as they were farming their lands. The settlers released the 3 youth hours later after assaulting them, local sources reported. On Monday at dawn, 9 Palestinians have been kidnapped after dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded various Palestinian communities in different parts of the southern West Bank district of Hebron. One Palestinian was kidnapped in Jerusalem during dawn invasion and home searches in the city. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers carried out on Monday at dawn excessive military searches of Palestinian homes in Karyud village in the northern West Bank district of Nablus and kidnapped 8 Palestinians. In the Gaza Strip, the Israeli Air Force carried out on Monday at dawn 2 airstrikes targeting a training camp for the Al-Qassam Brigades, the army of Hamas, and the Palestinian Naval Police in the besieged and impoverished Gaza Strip. The attacks caused excessive damage, but no casualties were reported. On Sunday evening, the Israeli radio said that a shell allegedly fired from Gaza detonated in an open area in the Sha'ar Negev Regional Council of Settlements, causing no damage or casualties. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, December 14th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Badnoura.